Time now to speak with our latest Service Master Scholar Athlete of the Month. She's a female from Swan Valley High School, a senior with a 4.0 GPA. It's McKenna Dawson. And McKenna, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on the nomination and being named a Scholar Athlete.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we just mentioned right there, you are a senior. You have a 4.0 GPA, and one thing that's different about this year, as we know, is all of the virtual learning, of course. So how have you been able to maintain some of your high level of academic success while doing it virtually this year?
One of the important things I realized this year is you need to be on top of emailing your teachers, and if you have a question, you need to ask it, whether it's dumb or not, because it's like those little questions that make you understand things, for sure. And then alarms for when your classes are, biggest tips right there for online learning, so that you can log in on time and everything like that.
That's awesome. And what's the hardest class, or maybe the most challenging class you have right now, or maybe the most fun class?
Hardest for right now, especially over virtual, is the AP calculus, because just learning through the screen, it makes it a little bit difficult. But then probably the most fun class right now, trying to think from last try, band I always love, and I really enjoyed my AP Lit class and the books we read in that class this past try. They're really fun to read.
Cool. So as you mentioned, you're in the band. We haven't even gone over the fact that you run track, you play volleyball as well. You're a top 10 mm-hmm. academic student at Swan Valley for the senior class. So with all of those things going on in a non-virtual year, in a virtual year, regardless, how are you able to manage your time and kind of hold yourself accountable to do all those things at a high level?
For me, it's just fun. It's like adds to the high stress situation, because it's kind of like sports. I equate school to sports. They're similar for me. The competitive environment of it, I guess, if you want to call it that, but always pushing myself to be better than I was the day before, for sure. And always just writing stuff down, and just kind of like having others help me keep accountable, and just always pushing for those goals, I guess.
What are some of the goals you have in your senior year? Have you made a plan for college yet or anything like that?
Yeah. So right now I am trying to decide. I've gotten into Michigan State and Michigan Tech, and I hopefully will be pursuing environmental engineering, but I just have to choose where I want to go.
Very cool. How did you land on that? What kind of interest do you have in that field?
Environmental engineering. I'm also on our school's robotics team. So I've done robotics throughout our freshman year. So just the engineering aspect of that, I really kind of fell in love with it. And then I think it's really important as we move into this like century in this world in the times of today that we focus more on the environment. So knowing that I have a job that is going to be constantly innovating technology and then doing it in an environmentally friendly way that will support our world that we need to be creating for the future. So if I can be doing that as a job, it's great.
Yeah, that's amazing. Something I think a lot of folks, younger generations are really passionate about, and to be involved in that as a job probably wouldn't feel like a job many days. So that's really cool. What about some of your athletic successes? What do you think you're most proud of? It says you're an academic all-stater, but outside of that, you run track and field, and you're a school record holder. What race?
Not yet. I'm close. I came close. I was in for discus, 6 feet or 6 or 8 feet. I came within my sophomore year, and then I was hoping to crush it last year, but the season got canceled. So that's the goal for this season.
And then what right now are you pursuing athletically? What's going to be taking place, do you think? Are you training for anything? And how do you train to keep, at your best?
Normally in a normal world, the past 2 years, me and then it's like 3 or 4 other seniors, we kind of started our sophomore year. So they all do cross country and me do volleyball. So like November, like second week of November, when districts and cross country done, we start then. And so it's kind of just like this fun environment that we constantly push each other. Like, you were after school, like you better be in, like kind of push each other. So November is when we start like 4 or 5 days a week, training, running, lifting, and just pushing ourselves. And then this past year, I've gotten more in with getting other throwers to join us as well. So we'll do throwing practice, like up in the batting cages, throw a disc to get that release and just practice the techniques preseason. So that when you get in season, you can just focus on putting it all together.
That's really neat. It sounds like you thrive under competitive environments, academically, athletically, something you are really passionate about. Do you have anyone else in your life, whether it be a teacher, a coach, or a family member that really motivates you or supports you?
On the academic side of my life, both my parents are teachers, and then I have a college professor, grandfather on one side, and a high school principal, grandmother on one side. Okay. So for academics, it's kind of like pushing that. And then for sports, for me, it's definitely been my coaches throughout the years, especially my volleyball coach, Miss Geiger, who I've had since a freshman year on the JV team. And then when I went up to varsity, she was up there as well with me. And so she's definitely inspired me along the way. And I've kind of grown with her as she's kind of moved throughout the sports throughout the year. And so every year, just getting that advice and hearing from her has been great. And then also my track coach has definitely worked with me, Miss Luplo, on my mental toughness, because that's really important for her, is that we are confident and as mentally tough as we are physically tough for our track meets.
Well, again, McKenna Dawson is our Service Master Scholar Athlete of the Month. Congratulations again on the nomination and all the success you've had, and good luck moving forward, depending on what college decision you make and with all the virtual learning going on. Thanks so much.
Thank you.